You're listening to SBS News.
With over 17,000 fans packed into the Staples Center in Los Angeles and many millions more watching on around the world, American WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder took on Britain's Tyson Fury. It was a close contest with both fighters exchanging heavy blows throughout the 12 rounds. Despite Fury being knocked down twice, firstly in the ninth round and then again in the final round, it was declared a split decision draw. Each fighter had one judge scoring them the winner, while the third scored it level. This is how Main Event described the judges' decision.
The decision is a split decision draw.
Are you kidding me? A draw? Deontay Wilder was robbed tonight. He was robbed two knockdowns. Are you kidding me?
Wilder retains his WBC belt, but the result has made a rematch between the pair next year look extremely likely. On the local boxing scene, an even larger crowd of around 30,000 saw Jeff Horn prove himself way too good for Anthony Mundine with a first-round knockout in Brisbane on Friday night. The victory by the 30-year-old former schoolteacher revives his hopes of winning a world title and also effectively ended the 43-year-old Mundine's career. In football news, Manchester City extended its lead at the top of the English Premier League table to 5 points. A 3-1 win against Bournemouth came only after City overcame a sluggish performance in the first half and a determined performance from the visitors. After the game, City manager Pep Guardiola admitted his side wasn't at its best, but told SBS viewers there was a very good reason for his side being flat.
Because we play every 3 days, my friend. We play every 3 days. And we travel in Champions League and come back. And sometimes it's complicated. And because the opponents are good too.
In the A-League this weekend, Perth Glory maintained its unbeaten start to the season. The leaders earned a 1-1 draw with the Wellington Phoenix. Second place Melbourne Victory notched its fourth straight win with a dominant 4-0 thrashing of the Western Sydney Wanderers. Sydney FC came from behind to grab 3 points against the winless Mariners. It wasn't a great performance by Sydney against the A-League's bottom place club, but midfielder Brandon O'Neill, who scored the winner, says they can improve.
We go back, we learn from a lot of mistakes today and we make up for it next week because I don't think the performance was good enough. But in saying that, 3 points is 3 points and they're definitely valuable in this league, so we'll take them.
The result lifted Sydney above Adelaide United into third place on the ladder. In the W League, there were wins for Brisbane, Canberra and Melbourne Victory, while Melbourne City and Adelaide fought out a 1-1 draw. In golf, Cameron Smith celebrated a two-shot victory at the Australian PGA Championship on the Gold Coast. Smith came from behind to beat fellow American Mark Leishman at Royal Pines. England's Ross McGowan fired a course record to grab a share of third spot, while Smith became the first player to go back-to-back at the championship in 17 years. Although there wasn't any rugby league played over the weekend, on Sunday a long-running coaching saga was finally brought to an end. Brisbane Broncos coach Wayne Bennett was sacked, ending a month-long standoff with the club. South Sydney Rabbitohs coach Anthony Seibold will take over at Brisbane immediately, hosting the first day of pre-season training on Monday morning. The Broncos chief executive Paul White explained that Bennett forced the club's hand by holding a press conference on Friday, at which he insisted he wanted to see out the remaining year of his contract.
There's been a fair focus on myself and my relationship with Wayne, but I think we finished the year well. And we had the opportunity to provide the right resources for the pre-season. We've got that underway. But it's fair to say that the course of events over the last week has sort of probably led us to this point.
Australia's men's basketball has produced a good win by 29 points against Iran in Melbourne. 11 players scored in a dominant display over a depleted Iranian side, with Daniel Johnson bagging 12 points. The win was the Boomers' 8th out of 9 Asian zone qualifiers. In the WNBL, the Perth Lynx defeated Canberra in the top-of-the-table clash on Friday night, 88 points to 84. The Lynx now hold a solid position at the top of the ladder in front of the Melbourne Boomers. The Boomers were too strong for Townsville, winning 73 to 67. A Dads and Daughters Day was held at the match to encourage more youngsters to attend elite basketball. Melbourne forward Kayla George said after the match she likes and supports the initiative.
It's super important and I'm so excited that we, as a program, run a day like this and an event like this. So I wasn't able to have my dad around much when I was younger. So this is really, it's really cool to see, so many dads and daughters come out and support us. Because, if their daughters want to play basketball, this is the level in Australia that, you know, people, kids aspire to.
John Baldock, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.